You're listening to Weekend Edition on VPR. I'm Mary Angish. It's time now to check in with local newsrooms across the region. Today we'll speak with John Gregg, news editor from the Valley News. Hi, John.
Hi, Mary.
The story we focus on today has to do with how local seniors in Grafton County, New Hampshire, who use the Meals on Wheels program, might lately have noticed something's missing. Fill us in more.
That's right. It's the Senior Citizens Council has had to cut out dessert. An agency, nonprofit based in Lebanon, known as the Grafton County Senior Citizens Council, and they oversee 8 senior citizen center around Grafton County, which, you know, runs from Lebanon sort of up to the Littleton, New Hampshire area. They, in the last fiscal year, served about 20,000 more meals than they anticipated. They serve both Meals on Wheels, which is about 111,000 meals, and then they serve what are known as congregate meals, which are meals, you know, in the senior centers themselves, and they serve about 68,000 of those. They get money from the state as well as from some towns in the county, state and federal funding. They served about 20,000 additional meals than budgeted. That resulted in a $124,000 deficit. Our calendar editor, Liz Saucelli, who also does a lot of reporting about senior citizens issues, sort of uncovered this. And to deal with it, the Senior Citizens Council has had to cut out dessert.
So how much money is this actually saving?
Believe it or not, that only saves them about 20 cents a meal, but the meals themselves, they get about $6 a meal from the state and feds, and they say it costs them $9 per meal. So this is going to save them about $43,000 and at least give them a running start in trying to close the deficit.
Is it because more people are aging in place or staying at home and using these services?
Exactly. There are two things going on. New Hampshire, like Vermont, you know, are among the oldest states in the country. So there's certainly more senior citizens living in Grafton County, and there is more of a focus on aging-in-place programs, support programs like Meals on Wheels that can help seniors stay in their homes, which, of course, is a nicer quality of life generally and also far less expensive than trying to find nursing homes and house people in nursing homes. That was a point made to Liz, our reporter, by Sharon Nordgren, a longtime Hanover Democrat in the state legislature who oversees a lot of House finance funding for this. That's certainly a factor, but as you might not be surprised, this is not sitting well with senior citizens who rely on these things. The desserts, you know, range from chocolate cake to peach cobbler to lemon bars to, you know, that sort of thing. You know, I think the little things in life do make a difference, and cutting out dessert here is something that, you know, I think reverberates, and especially going into the holidays. I think some people are trying to say, gee, is there something we can do about it?
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. What's been the, what is the community response to this? Have they sort of stepped up and tried to fill in the gaps if needed?
Right. There is some fundraising going on that the Senior Citizens Council is undertaking. This isn't a problem limited only to Grafton County. 7 of the 10 agencies around New Hampshire that deal with Meals on Wheels and that sort of thing have also seen, serve more meals than they anticipated. There's a bill in the legislature that would add about $450,000 in funding. We called around because there's a gubernatorial election coming up. The Republican governor, Chris Sununu, said through his spokesman that they are, you know, hoping to find funding streams for it.
John Gregg is the news editor at the Valley News. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mary.
You're listening to Weekend Edition.